Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Knights, peasants, crusades, chants, and saints. This hour on Harmonia, we'll explore aspects of medieval European history, punctuated with music, of course. Plus, we'll feature a live concert performance by the Orlando Consort from a project about Joan of Arc. Join us for a soundtrack to the Middle Ages. One well-known event in medieval Europe was a devastating pandemic, the Black Death. The plague began ripping through Eurasia in 1349, killing as many as 200 million. But let's hear music by someone who survived this horrendous disease, French poet and composer Guillaume de Machaut. His Remède de Fortune, or The Cure of Ill Fortune, is a meditation on love, loss, and whether or not any of us can escape our fates. We'll hear a balladelle from Machaut's extended poem.
Thank you.
Ensemble Project Ars Nova performed a balladelle, A la mer à douce vie, by plague survivor Guillaume de Machaut. With the fall of Rome in 476, there was a transition from big empire to a medieval go-local movement, the feudal system. Kings granted nobles and loyal knights land, and land equaled power. Nobles managed the land, and serfs and peasants worked it, providing food and goods. In return, knights protected villages from invaders. Life was often full of war and strife, but it wasn't all work and no play. There were times of fun and games. Festivals, feasts, and fairs, often overseen by the church, provided some respite, and traveling musicians moved from village to village performing songs and stories. So, let's have a drink and go dancing. First, we'll hear a song from the Carmina Burana manuscript, inviting Bacchus to our table, then a dance from the French manuscript, Le Manuscrit du Roi.
Thank you. tam facile sole pexpugnare.
Bacus numen patiens hominum iocundo, regit eum pariter document facundum.
Macereus in clite omnes ecastantes, nevis sumus moderato ab relevante.
Istu finum bonum finum finum generos, regit finum curiae promos animos.
We heard the drinking song Bacha Bene Venies from the Carmina Burana, performed by Ensemble Unicorn and Ensemble Onivitars, performed by a dance from the French manuscript Le Manuscrit du Roi, performed by Jordi Savall and Hesperion 21. You can't talk about the Middle Ages without including knights in shining armor, though knights didn't start out with all of that shiny metal. Early on, a knight was simply a warrior on horseback who wore chainmail for protection. Then over the years, more pieces of metal were added until we ended up with the full regalia and the stuff of legends. Ironically, by that time, many nobles said nighty-night to knights. They were much too expensive, and gunpowder had gained widespread use. That didn't mean knights fell out of favor with troubadours and storytellers. Many stories boasted of a knight's chivalry, so let's hear a traditional ballad called The Baffled Knight. This lusty fellow's courtesy cost him in the end. He lost his chance, you might say. We'll hear a later version of the tale entitled Yonder Comes a Courteous Knight. It's by Thomas Ravencroft and performed by the Baltimore Consort.
Yonder comes a courteous knight, lustily raking o'er the lay. He was well aware of our bonny lass as she came wandering o'er the way. Then she sang, "Don a don, hey don, daddy." Then she sang, "Jove, you speed, fair lady," he said, "among the leaves that be so green. If I were a king and wore a crown, full soon, fair lady, shouldst thou be a queen." Then she sang, "Down the down, hey down, daddy." Then she sang, "Down the down, hey down, daddy." "Oh, so Jove save you, fair lady," he said, "among the roses that be so red. If I have not my will of you, full soon, fair lady, shall I be dead." Then she sang, "Down the down, hey down, daddy." Then she sang, "Down the down, hey down, daddy." Then he Then he looked west, he would get north, so did he south. He could not find a privy place, for all lay in the devil's mouth. Then she sang, "Down, down, hey, down, daddy." Then she sang, "Down, down, hey, down, daddy." "If you will carry me, gentle sir, a maid unto my father's hall, then you shall have your will of me on the purple of thunder pall." Then she sang, "Down, down, hey, down, daddy." Then she sang, "Down, down, hey, down, daddy." He set her up steed, and himself upon the car, and all the day he rode her by, as though they had been sister and brother. Then she sang, "Down the down, hey down, daddy." Then she sang, "Down the down, hey "Gladly," quoth she, "abroad in the field, among the corn, amidst the hay, where you might hide your will of me. Thring, good face, I never said nay." Then she sang, "Donna, don, hey, don, daddy." Then she sang, "Donna, don, hey, don, daddy." You had me also amid the field, among the rushes that were so brown, where you might hide your will of me, but you had not the face to lay me down. Then she sang, "Donna, don, hey, don, daddy." Then she sang, "Donna, don, hey, don, daddy." He pulled out his nut brown sword and wiped the rust off with his sleeve, and said, "Job's curse come to his heart.
That was a traditional ballad called "Yonder Comes a Courteous Knight" by Thomas Ravenscroft, performed by the Baltimore Consort. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook or follow our updates all week long on Twitter. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. The church was a powerful and integral part of medieval life at all social levels, and the church oversaw most celebrations and festivals throughout the year. Sacred music underwent profound change during the Middle Ages, a movement from plain chant to polyphony. Let's hear some chant now. We'll hear plenty of polyphony later in the hour. Here's "O Rubor Sanguinis," an antiphon to St. Ursula by the medieval mystic and composer Hildegard of Bingen.
Thank you.
we heard an antiphon to St. Ursula by Hildegard of Bingen, performed by Sequentia. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. We're creating a soundtrack to the Middle Ages this hour. It was November 27th, 1095. Pope Urban II delivered a radical sermon to his assembly in Clermont, France. He proposed a crusade meant to deliver Jerusalem from its Muslim rulers. He recruited an army of European pilgrims, promising them an astonishing reward, absolution from sin. Thus began almost 250 years of crusade activity. Few understood the intricate political agendas that fueled the crusades. Most of the citizenry believed that, indeed, Jerusalem needed to be rescued. So people joined the battle cry, left homes and families, wrote about it, painted pictures, and composed music like this piece by Pierre Vidal.
Now sire, mein Teil.
That was Ensemble Lyra Vienne performing a crusade song by Pierre Vidal. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. This week, our featured music is from a live concert performance by the Orlando Consort. Joan of Arc is one of the most famous figures of the Middle Ages. Voices Appeared takes music from the time of this saint's life and weaves a musical backdrop to accompany the 1928 silent movie The Passion of Joan of Arc. Let's begin with the opening track, Guillaume Dufay's Je me complains, with lyrics from the poem La Ditié de Jeanne d'Arc, by Christine de Pizan, followed by music of Richard Loqueville, Gauthier Libert, and Benoit.
Mm-hmm. Patri verbi, Oh,
We heard music from the Orlando Consort's live concert performance of their project Voices Appeared, an accompanying soundtrack to the 1928 silent movie The Passion of Joan of Arc. Learn more about recent early music releases on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Luann Johnson. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Janelle Davis and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Special thanks this week to engineer Rachel Boyd. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.